You're listening to Kristen.
And I'm Liza.
With The Empowered Caregiver, and we've been talking about Love, Inc. and its services with Stephanie Prim.
Yes, and if you want to support Love, Inc., you can go to their website at loveinc.org, and there is a donate button that you can make a donation.
Yeah, exactly. That was a really cool conversation.
It was. I can't believe all the stuff that they're doing and, you know, how far she's come. And
I know.
I think what really stood out for me is just that waiting list, you know,
right?
When you become an adult and you fall off the cliff, as they tend to say, and, you know, then what? And then to find out that you have to wait. Luckily in Wisconsin, the wait isn't that bad, but there are states like Florida where they have a wait list over 10 years.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Yeah.
And then how do you even know how to get on the wait list? Right? It takes you a year or two to find it, and then you're behind the eight ball because now you have to wait another 10 years. Yeah, I think it's really impressive what she and those families did back in 2007 and to really address that need. You would think that she's like 217 with everything she's accomplished.
I know,
and
right?
She's younger than us. So, I mean, it's really impressive. She's obviously a dynamo and has been out of the gate. What stood out for me was when she was describing that superpower that she had with her brother.
Yeah.
And just, I'd never thought about, you know, as a teacher, I like to think about how people think, but I'd never really ever had a concept that somebody could think for somebody else or think through their perspective. And how interesting that she was able to do that, to see what autism's like because she was so close to her brother.
Yeah, at such a young age. It is amazing.
What do you hope listeners learned from our interview?
Well, I just want to promote that they're out there. I mean, what a great resource to support family caregivers. And they really do have their own community. You know, they really have become family. And that was something that I was hoping that we had time to talk about with Stephanie, is just, you know, how important their little community is to each other.
Yeah. Definitely, because we've just started to enter it. So I didn't want to make it about us while she was here, but we're definitely on the fringes of that love community family, and we're just getting, you know, kind of pulled into it. Nicole at 20 has been able to be a part of that Bridge Builder project. She's just starting out. Her Bridge Builder is awesome. Her name's Emily, and they've done a really nice job of training Emily and helping Emily like figure out how to approach the different people that are on her caseload. And so she's really done a great job understanding Nicole's physical needs, understanding her emotional stuff. She's come and said, you know, I don't want to really start talking about goals or anything yet. We need to build a relationship. So she figured out that Nicole loves Uno. They've been having a whole bunch of Uno competitions down in our basement. And it's really helped for Nicole to see her as a friend, right? But then the supervisor made it really clear to me that we don't want to mislead people, the recipients, right? The people with the disabilities. And so she said, we need to make it really clear to Nicole that Emily is paid, because what their goal is to make sure that the person with disabilities understands, because now they're adults, so they're treating them as adults, right? So they want Nicole to understand that she's driving the boat and that they're a paid resource, but in her driving the boat and them helping her build bridges in the community, she's going to be developing her own natural friendships.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
What an amazing project. And I believe, are they incorporating that at a younger age? I don't know all the ins and outs of Love's offerings, but
they did. They are. They were going to specifically highlight it for teenagers in this group that Nicole's in, and they decided not to. They just decided to change the parameters of who can apply and who they're accepting.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So now it's a program, and this is the first program where they've been working with teenagers.
Yes. And so I would say that if you have an adult with a disability, definitely check out loveinc.org and everything that they have to offer.
Yes. And again, if you're a young adult, a mid-age adult, or an older adult. So we've gone to a couple of their social events, some of their fundraising. During the pandemic, they were a lifesaver, Liza. They set up all these virtual distractions. And so they figured out Zoom right away. They knew that their population, the people that they served, adults with disabilities, was very, very isolated in the pandemic. Mm-hmm. Many of them couldn't go to work. I mean, most of us didn't go to work, right? But many of them couldn't because of a lot of their complex healthcare needs. And so it went on and on and on for them. And so Love figured out how to do these virtual distractions. And we did yoga, we watched movies, we did coloring at lunch. I mean, there was a lot of really cool things. And it was hard for Nicole at first to understand who these people were on the computer screen, but I kept calling them her Love people. And so now when she's going out and finally getting to meet them in person, she's like, oh, I remember you, you know, and saying, oh, my Love friends. And so it's just really, like you said, it's like a family. And I'm just so excited that she's got this opportunity. And I really enjoy telling other friends who've got kids that are teenagers, there's hope. There's stuff out there that Love is doing. And I think they're one of the few. They're not the only one. We're going to help find some other organizations to promote here. And if you're connected to any organization that helps with adults and disabilities and keeping them connected to the community, please reach out and let us know.
Yes, our email address is the Empowered Caregiver Community at gmail.com.
Yeah, and I think what I kind of want to ponder and discuss with you is how do we take these connections that we can make between these organizations like Love Inc. and us, right? So what are ways that we can, well, after Stephanie stopped taping at our break, she used the term cross promote, and I kept saying cross-pollinate.
Yeah.
And so no, we don't want to cross-pollinate with different agencies and organizations here in Madison, but we really need to start thinking about how can we cross-promote each other.
Sure. Yeah. I think we're all in this together. So the more that we can collaborate and work together, I think we're going to have a greater outcome. So specifically, you know, I'm open for suggestions. I don't know exactly how to always make right. those connections, but I think they're important. And I think people that have been in these situations for some time are better at, you know, making those connections.
Yeah, exactly. And so it's really going to be a trickle down effect, right? That we find people who have already kind of been working on this stuff and building these relationships and developing this community from the ground up and getting people to connect now across Madison, across Dane County, across the state. And we're hoping that the Empowered Caregiver Community can be the vehicle or the tool to do that.
Definitely. I mean, that is what we're here for, to bring families together, to promote the resources that are out there, and to help build that community, to know that you're not doing this alone.
Right. Exactly. We've got to break down the isolation. And we've got to support one another, because for me, it's the support that makes it all worth it.
Yeah, I don't think I got that early on in my journey. Mm-hmm. I guess I would say that I'm probably more of a introvert to begin with.
Sure.
So not I wasn't out trying to make those connections. Although, you know, I'm not sure that's 100% true. I did stumble upon one woman that had an autism organization, and she kind of took me under her wing and gave me the 101, and I'm not sure where I would have been without her. But I don't know if I realized at that time how important the community was to me and my well-being.
Definitely. And I think you're right. It took me a little while too. I am a little more extroverted than you. And so what I've struggled with is that I've thought maybe I'm spending too much time connecting with other people than being with Nicole. But now that Nicole's gotten to age 20, I recognize the payoff has been worth it. And I think that there were times where I probably was avoiding some of the intensity of trying to be her caregiver, and using the excuse that, well, I'm going to this meeting and I'm going to look at this organization and I'm going to research this. I could use that as a way to justify why I wasn't more engaged with her, because being engaged with her was really challenging. Sometimes it was really sad. Sometimes it made me really angry, resentful. And so I could use this as an outlet. And as I've reflected more in the last couple of years, I've realized that I had some guilt around that. But I don't think in the big picture that I should feel guilty, because I think by building that community, that's why I'm where I am today. That's why I have you as a really close friend and a resource. That's why we were able to get the show and some of the programming we want to get going here in town. I think it's why I have the connections with the different organizations. And in the end, that is benefiting Nicole, because my goal is to get Nicole to the place where she still has me around, but that she's got more and more supports besides me. And it took me networking with people and building that community. So that might resonate with some of you out there that are feeling pretty isolated or have that challenge of how much should I get involved because I've already got so much going on with my own person. But in your involvement and in your development of community, you're doing that for your person.
For your person, yes, and as well as for yourself. I mean,
sure.
Right. I mean, building that community ultimately helps the person that you're caring for at the end. But I think it's through that journey that you realize how important these people actually are to you. And especially when they have shared, you know, similar life experiences, because that's one thing that we often talk about is a lot of people that don't have our life experience don't get it.
They don't get it. Exactly. Yeah. When Stephanie was talking about that feeling in her throat when the phone rang, you know, and like that's your person, and that feeling that gets you thinking, oh, I got to get this. And it's not the best time for me to get this. I don't know that I want to talk to this person. I don't know that I want to deal with this. But you know that you have to because you're that person's person.
Yes, that was so powerful. And it just hit me at home because I think about my other two neurotypical kids that you occasionally call. One could call a little more often, but I'll talk about that later. And, you know, there's times where I don't get it. I'm busy. But, you know, when I see my son with a disability call, I 9 times out of 10 answer or immediately call right back. And, you know, that really hit home when she said, that's a feeling that never goes away.
Right. Exactly.
Or a role that never ends. Right.
Right. A role that never ends. And it's and she had it as a sibling. Right. So I don't even know that I think what's really helpful is recognizing that it isn't about the relationship title. It's about that extra support you're providing as the caregiver.
Correct.
Yeah. And so that caregiving role is the one that really is sticking to helping us realize how much we need to lean on one another and build our community.
Yeah. And yeah, again, just how important that is. And I think she does a great job. She's a great storyteller. I mean, mm-hmm. She's been doing this for quite some time, but such a natural at it.
Definitely. And so I would really encourage people out in the community to both support love and to support us in our mission, right? You're listening to The Empowered Caregiver, and our show is out here in order to get people connected, in order to educate you, in order to support you if you're a caregiver, but also to bring some awareness to what this role is. And so if you are a caregiver, we're here for you. If you need a caregiver, we're here for you. And if you don't have one yet, or you haven't been one yet, just wait.
We're here for you.
We'll be back in just a moment to talk a little bit more about our community connections. I didn't either because I was like,